Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements. A.
They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
A man is looking out a window.
B.
A man is fixing a ceiling tile.
C.
A man is reaching for a coat.
D.
A man is installing a wooden floor.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A wall is covered with vines.
B.
A tree is near a sign.
C.
There are puddles on the road.
D.
A tree has fallen onto the pavement.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
A construction worker is repairing a fence.
B.
A set of cones is blocking an entrance.
C.
Some lines are being painted on a roadway.
D.
A man is working outdoors.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A cupboard is filled with kitchen utensils.
B.
A woman is looking at an electrical outlet.
C.
Some papers have been placed on a counter.
D.
Some shelves are being adjusted.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Magazines are on a rack on the wall.
B.
A bookcase is next to a sofa.
C.
A plant has been placed next to a chair.
D.
A ceiling lamp hangs over a carpet.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A man is crouching down next to a wall.
B.
A man is taking measurements of a room.
C.
A man is attaching a door to a frame.
D.
A man is standing on a ladder.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Which flowers should we get for Ms. Jones?
A.
I'm sure she'll be happy to switch with you.
B.
She would like the yellow ones.
C.
She's the only one who received the report.
Number 8.
Did you put paper in the copy machine?
A.
I remember that manager very well.
B.
I use notebooks for taking notes.
C.
No, someone already did that.
Number 9.
Can you help me test the new voicemail system?
A.
No, I have a meeting that's about to start.
B.
I wasn't aware that he sent an email.
C.
Yes, I pay my phone bill online.
Number 10.
Why is the marketing team in the conference room?
A.
The office near the lobby.
B.
Because they are attending a training seminar.
C.
Those reports are highly regarded.
Number 11.
Who is the new committee member going to be?
A.
A lawyer from New York.
B.
At the shop next door.
C.
Most of his clients.
Number 12.
Why didn't we order more of the same chairs?
A.
You heard all of them?
B.
Because they're very expensive.
C.
I don't think I'll make it.
Number 13.
How many projects have been approved?
A.
One for each department.
B.
I'm going to cook my specialty tonight.
C.
Just a projector, please.
Number 14.
Were you running late this morning?
A.
Yes, 2, please.
B.
She enjoys exercising in the park.
C.
No, I've been here for an hour.
Number 15.
We should leave early for the restaurant.
A.
Yes, it can be difficult to find parking.
B.
A detailed process.
C.
I started the design early in the day.
Number 16.
Why did the price of these shoes increase?
A.
Not after what happened last week.
B.
There is a new manufacturing process.
C.
Everyone who heard the announcement.
Number 17.
Have you written down the instructions for how to operate the machine?
A.
A recent development.
B.
Thank you for doing that.
C.
Yes, I placed them beside it.
Number 18.
How did you choose your dentist?
A.
I have a new doctor.
B.
I once wanted to be a teacher.
C.
A friend recommended one to me.
Number 19.
We should send out the invitations for her retirement party.
A.
Actually, I don't remember.
B.
I didn't see who wrote it.
C.
I already did that.
Number 20.
Have you begun planning a vacation?
A.
I've already used all of my time off.
B.
It's a nice place to visit.
C.
It seems unlikely they did.
Number 21.
Where should I look for a used car?
A.
A low price.
B.
Sorry, I'm not very hungry.
C.
I have a friend who is selling one.
Number 22.
Didn't Insook move into that office 4 months ago?
A.
I don't think Insook has copies of those.
B.
I think that's what I heard.
C.
A 4 o'clock departure.
Number 23.
Would you like me to type up the proposal for you?
A.
Which kind did you buy?
B.
Yes, they saw it.
C.
That would be very helpful.
Number 24.
We should print more business cards.
A.
I'm not sure how useful they would be.
B.
A candle maker.
C.
Let me know if she arrives.
Number 25.
Can I have a copy of the sales report?
A.
Only the original location.
B.
The printer is broken.
C.
She helps the senior manager.
Number 26.
When do you need to renew your passport?
A.
Not since I was at university.
B.
It won't expire for a while yet.
C.
I completed more than I expected.
Number 27.
Do you have this shirt in a larger size?
A.
I don't work here.
B.
I brought some more hangers.
C.
A very suitable color.
Number 28.
Aren't you planning to buy some supplies today?
A.
I have a very busy schedule this afternoon.
B.
The closet down the hall.
C.
A member of the committee.
Number 29.
Mary's promotion was well deserved, don't you think?
A.
Yes, they've known each other for about 10 years.
B.
Yes, Mary has put in a lot of overtime lately.
C.
Mary will go on vacation next month.
Number 30.
Should we go ahead with the project or postpone it?
A.
Let's check the budget first.
B.
That's a really good idea.
C.
She'll be at that meeting.
Number 31.
Is Mr. Hernandez joining us for dinner?
A.
Haven't you seen the guest list?
B.
Can he turn it in tomorrow instead?
C.
I'll put it upstairs for now.